भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर नंबर 5 राइट चैप्टर नंबर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 The name of the chapter is Prahlad Maharaj, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Text number 1. Sri Narada Uvacha. Paurahityaya Bhagavan Vrittaha Kavyaha Kila Asurehi Sanda Amarkau Sutau Tasya Daityaraja Grihantike. Sri Narada Uvacha Paurahityaya Bhagavan Vrittah Kavya Kila Surehi Sandamar Kausato Tasya Daityaraja Grihantike. Sri Narada Uvacha Paurahityaya Bhagavan Vrittah Kavya Kila Sure Sandamar Kausato Tasya Daitaraja Grihantike. Sri Narada Uvacha Paurahityaya Bhagavan Vrittah Kavya Kila Surehi Sandamar Kausato Yastasya Daityarajya Grihantike. We padhenge Ma. What your translation? Sri Narada Uvacha. The great Saint Narada said, Paurahityaya, to work as a priest, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Mrutaha, Chujen, Kavyaha, Sukracharya, Kila, indeed, Asuraihi, by the demons, Sanda Markau, Sanda and Amarka, Sutau, sons, Tasya, of him, Daityaraja, of the king of the demon, Hiranyakasipu, Grihantike, near the residence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: The great Saint Narada Muni said, the demons headed by Hiranyakasipu accepted Sukracharya as their priest for ritualistic ceremonies. Sukracharya's two sons, Sanda and Amarka, lived near Hiranyakasipu's palace. Purport: The beginning of the life story of Prahlad is recounted as follows. Sukracharya became the priest of the Atheistis, especially Hiranyakasipu, and thus his two sons Sanda Amarka resided near Hiranyakasipu's residence. Sukracharya should not have become the priest of Hiranyakasipu because Hiranyakasipu and his followers were all Atheistis. A Brahmana should become the priest of a person interested in the advancement of spiritual culture. The very name Sukracharya, however, indicates a person interested in obtaining benefits for his sons and descendants, regardless of how the money comes. A real Brahmana would not become a priest for a theistic man. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन सलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुक्तपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथ नितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिका कंत राधाकंत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पौरहित्याय भगवान् मृतः कव्य किला असुरैः सण्डामर्कौ सुतौ तस्य दैत्यराज्य गृहान्तिके द ग्रेट सेंट नारद मुनि सेड द डेमन्स हेडेड बाय हिरण्यकशिपु accepted Sukracharya as their priest for the ritualistic ceremonies. Sukracharya's two sons, Sanda and Amarka, lived near Hiranyakasipu's palace. This is the chapter. It started with the answer which was given by Narada Muni to the Yudhishthira Maharaj. Maharaj Yudhishthira was asking a question to to Narada Muni about generally the parents are affectionate to their children. They are loving to their children. And children are also very much affectionate to their parents. So, how this Hiranyakashipu, he is the father of Prahlad, how he was trying, why he was trying to kill his son Prahlad? And what was the why he was so much envious towards his son Prahlad? And Yudhishthira is also saying, Prahlad was obedient to his father, and Prahlad was also a very great devotee, and he is completely free from sins, and such a great devotee. But still, why his father was completely enviousness towards his son? So, the most importantly, this question is involving whole community means spiritual society, material society, varnashrama society. Everybody is involved here in these questions. Why? How a very wonderful relations between in the family, inside the family, can become can be created. About that, Yudhishthira is asking. Yudhishthira was the most important person during that time in Dwapara Yuga. Very wonderfully, very intelligently, very devotionally, Yudhishthira was establishing the kingdom and simultaneously ruling the kingdom and giving people happiness, everything else, Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, to become more and more very strong in managing the kingdom and managing the people very piously, religiously, he was trying to ask this question actually, which is really involving himself. Generally, when we are asking questions, it is establishing dharma, means it is related to the society, is related to the community, is related to the devotees. It is for everybody else. So these people, those who are asking questions, they are not really general people. They are very big people in the sense of their dharmaraj and etc. Because in the kingdom of Yudhishthira, all the peoples, all the citizens were very peaceful. Even if in the night time, they were not closing the door. There was nobody else was there who was not happy. So, therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj, this question, whatever he is asking is very really practical and relevant for us. How it is relevant? Now, generally he is saying that fathers, they are very much affectionate to their children. Whether he is a son or a daughter, whatever it may be. But they are generally affectionate to their children. And children are also need protections. They are expecting protections from their parents. So, what is happening generally here, when Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking these questions and he is trying to give some specific knowledge to us through which we can create a relations inside the family, not only in the principles of varnashrama system, but also in the principles of Daivi varnashrama systems, where we are practicing devotional service. And here the relationships are between one is demon and one is devotee. It's completely opposite. Just like we have darkness and light, similarly, Hiranyakashipu means he's completely darkness. You know, what is the meaning of Hiranyakashipu? The meaning of Hiranyakashipu is that is reflected in his lifetimes. A person who is desiring to become God, a person who is desiring to rule over the kingdom, a person who is trying to terrorize, trying to give trouble to the peoples, without having any reasonable cause which is connected to spiritual life. This is Hiranyakashipu. If we'll go a little bit inside, then we'll become able to find that why Hiranyakashipu is doing all these things, and which is going to be given answer in this verse, Paurahityaya Bhagavan. That Hiranyakashipu generally has a very bad tendency of giving trouble to the people. So generally these things are happening. But Hiranyakashipu has a specific desire. He wants to become God. Because of that reason, he is trying to create disturbances in the society so that people can accept him as a God of the whole universe instead of accepting Vishnu or Krishna or anybody else. That is Hiranyakashipu. So he was trying to become a God in a different way. He was trying to become a God by creating disturbances in the society very negatively, giving trouble, giving pain to others. In that way he was trying to become the Lord of the society, completely universe. This is a very rough way, we can understand, very very rough way. And the question which was asked by Yudhishthira was very practical in our lifetime. Sri Krishna, among many incarnations, we do find that Krishna, when although he was a Lord, but he was creating relations with all of his devotees, all of the people in a friendly manner. We know Krishna is very much dear to those people who are trying to scold him, who are trying to give him trouble, who are trying to speak him nonsense, all these things. Therefore, he likes to create a relations with the gopis. So, Krishna is very fond of gopis and very fond of gopas, just like Madhu Mangal and others. So, Krishna likes these things, to play with them, to go with them, but Hiranyakashipu does not like. Even if Hiranyakashipu was trying to keep Shukracharya under his control. And in that way he is trying to engage him in his Brahmanical activities, which is another way of very horrible way of controlling the people, Brahmanas also. It's very dangerous to the person who is trying to adopt this way of managing the society, who is trying to controlling the family, and who is trying to rule the kingdom. It's not at all good actually, if we will go. Because this is the attitude of a demon. Because we have to take the lessons from Krishna instead of taking lessons from other people. Krishna is completely perfect. Hiranyakashipu is completely imperfect. That we know. But still, Prahlada was such a nice devotee, was such a great devotee, was trying to tolerate for many years. And by that way, he was trying to correct his father. But still his father was not correct. Ultimately, Bhagavan had to, the Lord has to interfere inside it. So our intention is to hear, to not to manage the society, not to create disturbances in the society, just like Hiranyakashipu had a desire to become the Lord of the society. When Devi Kunti starts a prayer, he says, Namasya Purusam Tadyam Ishwaram Prakriti Param Alakhyam Sarvabhutanam Antar Bahir Avasthan. This is the first verse of that section. In that verse, he is saying, Namasyetu Purusham Adhyam, Adi Purush, Ishwaram Prakriti Param. He sees saying, Lord Krishna, you are the Ishwara. But she is explaining there are so many varieties of Ishwara in the society. But you are that type of Ishwara who is beyond the modes of material nature. You are Prakriti Param. So that means Krishna is completely perfect because he is not functioning under the material modes of nature. And similarly, when a person who is influenced by the material modes of nature, nama, yas, kirti, pratishtha, through this, he is not going to manage the society very properly. Because a person, if he is beyond the modes of material nature, he will become able to really manage the society very perfectly, according to the Shastras. Yudhishthira Maharaj, in his lifetime, we have seen that although he was ruling over the kingdom, but still, when Krishna, this is the attachment, asakti, it has been seen in the lifetime of Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was so much attached to Krishna. When Krishna passed away from here, from this metal planet, he immediately left this planet and he went back to Godhead. So this is a symptom that how a person managing the society which is giving him renunciation and he is going further steps in the Varnasrama and the Yuvarnasrama systems. Therefore, association is the most important factor in our life. Chandanam sitalam loke chandanat api chandrama. Chandra chandana yoro madhye sitala sadhu sangataha. If you'll see that sitala means we are getting very coolness from chandana. When we are putting chandana in our head, then we are feeling very much cool. So it is cooling the head and it is giving very wonderful thinking. But Chandrana, Chandanatapi Chandrama, Chandrama in the night time, it is also giving, protecting the people and it is gives them happiness, it is pleasing them. The people are becoming happy when Chandra is coming. The moon is coming. Moon sign is very much attracting the people. Therefore, moon is better than the chandana. It has been spoken. But among these two things, chandra and chandana, sadhu sangha, association of the devotees is most important because by association a person is becoming completely perfect. And that association is different than what a person who is in the level of mixed devotion with a lot of desires he is doing. A person who does not have any material desire, he does very wonderful association. That we know. So here, the Hiranyakashipu, when he is desiring without taking association of a Brahmana, that we can understand that a person who is desiring a lot of things, he can give trouble a lot of people. Because he is the enemy of himself instead of becoming friend to others. He cannot control at all to the people those who are saintly persons. Just like you see, although he was controlling Sukracharya, such a great Brahmana, and Acharya also, but still he was not becoming able to control his own 5-year-old son. Why? Because Prahlad was completely beyond the modes of material nature. Sukracharya was completely under the modes of material nature. So it has been seen, those who have gone to the modes, beyond the modes of material nature, they are not afraid at all of any type of trouble if it is given to them in future or now presently. So that was the reason that why we are practicing devotional service to go beyond the modes of material nature. if you'll go through Lokokti Kosha, then you'll be finding some good suggestions and instructions. In that place, it has been said that that those people who are desiring dhana, dhanam ichanti adhamaha, dhanam cha manam cha madhyamaha, utamaha manam ichanti, manam evatu, it has been spoken there, those who are desiring only for dhana, those who are desiring only for wealth, they are adhama people, they are third class of people. Adhama people means they are worst kind of people because they are desiring wealth only. And those who are desiring manam and dhanam, manam means it is they are desiring yasa, kirti, ityadi, ityadi. So if they are desiring name and fame, it is exactly like with mana, it is they are called madhyama, means middle class of people. And those who are desiring only manam, yasa, they are good people. But here has been spoken very nicely that those who are desiring only mana, only yasa, they don't desire wealth. Means they have a good understanding of what is dhana and where the problems are coming from dhana. Therefore, we don't want dhana, we need only mana. So that mana is related to Krishna consciousness actually. That mana is related to only to serving Krishna. So, but Hiranyakasipu is here a different person who is desiring only mana but with wealth dhana, because his name is Hiranyakasipu. We know, although I spoke the suggestive meaning of Hiranyakasipu, but the direct meaning of Hiranyakasipu, who is a person who is desiring a lot of wealth, Hiranya. So our purpose is to, when in the beginning of devotional service, we are practicing devotional service, in the purpose in the beginning, we are trying to practicing devotional service without having any material motivations. Because material motivation is the most important factor which is distracting a devotee from his path of devotional service. And if it is not distracting, then what it is giving him? If a little bit material desire is there, then it is happening to him that he is not becoming able to progress in devotional service. Although he is not falling down, but he is not becoming able to go ahead in devotional service. Therefore, when Bhagavatam was spoken by Suta Goswami to Saunukadi Rusi, started in Naimisaranya, to get the ultimate benefit of Bhagavatam, he was trying to establish jnana and vairagya. Vairagya. Mostly vairagya he was trying to establish. And without vairagya, if you will be practicing devotional service, it will be going on. But actually, thing is that the progress path, the progress in our life will not be revealed, will not be seen to us. So in this way, what we have to do, that Krishna is creating a relationship among the friends, that without having any material motivation is that we have to create a wonderful relations among the devotees as a, in a friends, just like friends. That things actually come when a person reached at the level of ruchi in nama or bhagavata shravana. If a person is reaching at the level of in Madhurya Kadambini it has been spoken, if a person is reaching at the level of ruchi, then one drop of sambit shakti is given to him by Krishna. That one drop of sambit shakti and ladini shakti which is given to Krishna, he is getting pleasure through chanting the holy name of Lord and listening Bhagavatam. That one drop is nourishing him in such a way that he is completely satisfied and he is not at all desiring anything else. And he is going ahead and ahead and ahead in devotional service without staying without coming behind. And that that original the potency which we are getting from Hladini and Savit Sakti of Krishna, that Suddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryansu Samyabhag, it has been explained in Nectar of Devotion, that Suddha Sattva Visheshatma. Suddha Sattva means we are in the platform of pure goodness. That platform of pure goodness means we are always tolerating the things. And that thing actually comes from Sandhini Sakti. When it is become Visheshatma, when it become very special, then we are getting pleasure from the Hladini Sakti of Lord Krishna. And that is actually genuineness in our lifetime of practicing devotional service. What is that? Na submissiveness, humbleness, humility, ityadi ityadi genuine qualities are reflected in our life. And we are becoming able to perfectly dealing, just like Yudhishthira was dealing with the material modes of nature. And by dealing with the material modes of nature, we are gradually ahead. Unless a person is reaching to that platform of ruchi and getting one drop mercy of Krishna's Hladini and Samvita potency, he is not going to become deal with the material modes of nature very perfectly. Suddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryansu Samyabhag. It has been spoken actually. So, what we are getting that unless we are removing our desire, unnecessary desire which are accumulated because of sins are there inside our heart, we will not become able to go to the level of ruchi and we will stay in the level of anartha nivritti. Whatever we are doing, if we are giving classes or if we are chanting holy name, whatever we are doing, whatever we are practicing devotional service, everything should be accomplished with all these natures, genuine natures which is coming from Lord Krishna and his potency. So, but the thing is that here, generally it does not happen in our life. Because of that reason, we are trying to give associations of the devotees. And that good associations are coming from a devotee who is practicing pure devotional service. When the subject matter of Brahmana is coming, Srila Prabhupada is saying that I have created a society to create the Brahmana's community. Brahmana means here Prabhupada is intending to, just like not Sukracharya. He is saying here Brahmana means it's very special, very very special and very very genuine Brahmana. And he is explaining what type of Brahmana. He is explaining Brahmana is just like Jadbharat. He is not explaining Brahmana like general Brahmana. Brahmana means it is just like Jadbharat Brahmana. What it is happening, Jadbharat was a king. A person who is taking birth in the family of Brahmana is very special. He is not ordinary Brahmana, generally if we will say. You see, Maharaj Bharat passed away. He was the king of this whole metal planet, and simultaneously he was the devotee of Lord Krishna. He fell down and he became dear in another life, and after that he is becoming the Brahmana. Nobody, actually general people cannot become a Brahmana. A king who is practicing, general king cannot become a Brahmana. A king who is practicing devotional service, he is taking birth in the family of Brahmana. Here Brahmana means Brahma Janayateti Brahmana, not Dija, not Vipra. It is, we are not saying about Dija, we are not saying about Vipra, we are saying about Brahmana. Who has understood the concept of devotional service, who has understood how we can apply the principles of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam in relation to practicing devotional service. So that is perfect Brahmana actually. But nowadays we have seen, generally the Brahmanas who are taking birth in a family, they have not come through this process of practicing devotional service. Because of that reason, although Jadbharat was not chanting Gayatri, all these things, not becoming able to follow the principles which is given by his father, as a Jadbharat, when he was taking birth, So although his father was saying something else to chanting Gayatri and Gayatri Mantra, he was not becoming able to chant Gayatri Mantra, but still he was a Brahmana. Very, very perfect Brahmana. And this was recognized by Maharaj Rahugan, that we know. So in this way, if we want to create a community of Brahmana, we have to practice devotional service very perfectly to become a Brahmana. When all the anarthas are destroyed, then we can become a Brahmana. Just like Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is a very perfect Brahmana. How? Now we know he is the son of Vyasa. Although he is an Acharya, but still he is a perfect Brahmana. Because he does not have at all any anarthas in his heart. He is completely free from anarthas. But here, what we are finding, that a Sukracharya, he is completely different from other Brahmanas, just like Bharat Maharaj, and here we are finding Sukadeva, who is another Acharya. Sukracharya was intending, was relating his desire, although he was practicing Brahminical activities, he does not have any relations with Krishna consciousness, although he was a so-called Brahmana and Acharya, but still, he is not a perfect Brahmana, because he has desire for his own sons and he has desire for the kingdom which is materially satisfying the people. Our desire is not material, giving material satisfactions to the any other people. If a family, we are managing the family, then we are not trying to give material satisfactions to our sons and parents and to our children's. We are trying to give them satisfaction, spiritual satisfaction. If we'll give them spiritual satisfactions, they will become satisfied completely. If you are giving material satisfaction, although we have taken birth in the Brahmana family, then it does not give any meaning actually. Therefore, spiritual satisfaction giving is much more important for all of us. Srila Prabhupada used to say that some people are practicing devotional service and although they follow regulative principles very, very strictly, but they are not becoming able to guide their sons and those who are following them. And although they are not suggesting to them for sense gratifications, since they are gratifying their senses, therefore, those who are practicing devotional service, they are indirectly gratifying their own senses. Distantly they are gratifying, because since they are related to them. So, what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did in his lifetime when he was trying to guide Gopinath Patnaik? Gopinath Patnaik has taken a lot of money from Pratapudra's management and he was trying to pay it somewhere else. And when he was not becoming able to give back all those money to the management, then he was getting trouble. Then then Gopinath Patnaik was decided which will be hanged by the ministers of Pratapudra. And that information also, although was not given to Pratapudra, but still ministers were decided that Gopinath Patnaik will be hanged. So then that message, that information came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke one thing which is very much necessary for us to remember it in our practical life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not at all happy by listening that his associates are doing that type of activity. But actually Gopinath Patnaik did not do anything else. He was just trying to repay the money from whom he borrowed the money. And he was taking that money from government. And what happened? Mahaprabhu said, why Gopinath Patnaik commit these mistakes? Why is he gratifying his senses? Mahaprabhu is saying, why he is gratifying his senses? It is not proper actually to gratify his senses. He was saying, Mahaprabhu was not at all happy. And even if he was not trying to protect to Gopinath Patnaik, when he was decided by the ministers that he is going to be hanged. So, Then ultimately Mahaprabhu saved him through Prataputra and others, his associates. But the thing is that here that we have to point it out, so Mahaprabhu never becomes happy if a person is gratifying his senses and trying to make the people satisfied through his different desires, material desires. What we are doing in our practical life when we are practicing devotional service, we are trying to guide the people in a different way by motivating them. But thing is that I remember one time in one temple, it was decided by the some group of devotees, those who will be coming to Mangalarti for 1 month or something regularly, then he will be given something jackpot or something iPod or something like that, to listen lectures or something like that. It was decided. But ultimately what happened, that because of that reason, the devotees became enthusiastic. They came, every day they were coming to attend Mangalarti. They are practicing devotional service. And it was survey, we got a record that most of the devotees, mostly 90-100% people came every day to Mangalarti, having a desire of getting iPod. But immediately, when the time came that of giving iPod, immediately the management announced that, no, we are not going to give you iPod. Then from next onwards, those devotees had a desire to come to Mangalarti for getting iPod, they became immediately stop of coming to Mangalarti. So this is the things. Although we are practicing devotional service, generally these things are happening. That we are although saying them that we are going to give things and you practice devotional service, but it does not really give any result. So devotional service, it is completely beyond the modes of material. We can use iPod for the service of Krishna, but it should be happening in a different way. When the people were spoken that you will be given, then they started to come. So therefore, the management decided that we are not going to give. The way that we understood the concept, everything is existing. The way we are applying the concept in our practical life, things are happening. If we will be applying the concept, same concept in a different way, in a different desire, in a different motivations, then different things will be happening. Therefore, in the practical life of devotional service, we need jnana. We need knowledge. We need vairagya. We need renunciation. But it should be based on understanding. When Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is explaining Sradhavan Lavati Jnanam Tatpara Sayanti Dhiram Jnanam Labdha Parasanti Achirana Adhigachati, he is explaining many things else very hiddenly in this verse. What he is explaining, he is saying a person who has Sradha in Krishna consciousness, a person who has Sradha in Krishna consciousness, he is attaining the spiritual knowledge. Sradhavan lavate jnanam. Lavate means he is attaining spiritual knowledge. But how he is attaining spiritual knowledge? Sradhavan lavate jnanam. He is attaining spiritual knowledge. Genuine spiritual knowledge is reflected when he is very much serious to control his senses. Tatpara. Not only controlling senses, but he is serious and taking a lot of steps for controlling his senses from its sense objects. Therefore, tatpara, Krishna is using an adjective in relation to Saitendriya, that is called tatpara. Tatpara means he is very active of controlling his senses. Means Krishna wants to say to the people, those who are audience of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna wants to say them, there are so many people, those who are practicing devotional service, those who have Sradha, but they are not at all Saitendriya. If they are Saitendriya, although they are controlling senses, but they are not Tatpara. Of course, they are controlling their senses, but they are not Tatpara. They are not very actively controlling the senses. Some people, their controlling the senses, but they are not active. They are not taking steps. So Krishna is saying here that Sradhavan Lavate Jnanam Tatpara Saintidriya. And those who are Tatpara, what they are getting? Those who are not Tatpara, what they are getting? Krishna is explaining both things. Therefore, he is explaining that those who are not Tatpara, they should become Tatpara, and those who are Tatpara, they should go more further ahead so that they can reach to the level of Bhava and Prema, etc. And he is explaining that generally the people are using their senses for practicing Krishna consciousness. We have Karmendriya, we have Jnanendriya, we have mind, we have senses, and we have buddhi, and we have hankar, everything else we have. So these all things have been given to engage in the service of Krishna. Not only Karmendriya, but also Jnanendriya, but also mana, mind, but also buddhi. So Krishna is explaining that those who have knowledge, and knowledge means Krishna is saying it is Shraddha. Shraddhavan Lavate Jnanam, because he has attained knowledge. Therefore he has Shraddha. But he is explaining this Jnanam Laddha Parasanti. By obtaining knowledge, he immediately gets Parasanti. Parasanti means the topmost Santi he is achieving immediately. Parasanti he is immediately achieving. Jnanam Labdha Parasanti. Achirena means without delay he is achieving the Parasanti. Adhigachati means without delay he is attaining Parasanti. But if it is delay, then he is Saintendriya, but he is not Tatpara. Means Krishna is saying that his knowledge acquiring senses is active somewhere or other. But some also, it has been seen that he is little bit Karmendriya is not engaged, or Karmendriya is engaged, Jnanendriya is not engaged, or vice versa, both things. So, or if don't know, if two are Jnanendriya, Karmendriya are engaged, or mind is somewhere also is not properly engaged, some problems are happening inside it. Therefore, he is explaining a person, if his Karmendriya is attached to Krishna consciousness, if his mind is roaming here and there, then we know that he is called a Mithyachari. Krishna is explaining second chapter. Mithyachari Sauchyate. So, practicing devotional service, devotionally practicing devotional service, devotional with technically is very much required. If you are practicing devotional service by obtaining knowledge, in a humble way, submissive way, then it will be reflecting in our life completely. You see, we are trying to purify ourselves all the times. Abdhigatrani suddhyanti. By taking bath, we are purifying our body. But mind is not purified. Mana satyena suddhyati. How mind will become purified? If we speak truth. Just like I am speaking Bhagavatam, I am explaining, some devotees will be giving feedback that Prabhuji, your class is not very good because we are not becoming able to release the things. That's nice actually, that's okay actually, that's right actually. Why? Because maybe the mouth which I am using, that mouth is used in a different way after the class. What is that? Now maybe I am not taking shelter of truthfulness all the times. Because of that, my mouth is not pure. If my mouth is not pure, whatever I will be speaking Krishna Katha, all the Krishna Katha is completely transcendental, but my mouth is always attached to sense gratification. Jiva is always attached to sense gratification. Because of that reason, my Katha is not becoming. We have seen that some group of people, those who are not practicing Krishna consciousness, but still they are the speaker of Bhagavatam, they speak very nicely, and their katha is very nicely released. These things are also there. One time His Holiness Jayadutya Maharaj was giving class that I have seen. He was explaining, we have Hare Krishna Mantram, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and we are chanting. And Srila Prabhupada is giving the tune. We are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Is that not enough? we have to go through many melodious way of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You don't have faith in Hare Krishna Mahamantra completely. Actually, Hare Krishna Mahamantra has that type of potency that it gives itself complete. It does not depend on any type of material things. That we have understood from the past time of Upaharana Gandharva in the previous lifetime of Narada Muni, why he became the Dasi Putra. He is singing some material songs because of that reason those demigods who were assembled there, they cursed him. They are not happy at all to listen material song. Music, material instruments, all these things. So this is actually 100% correct, because Srila Prabhupada, when he was trying to preach Krishna consciousness, by simple way of singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he completely satisfied everybody else. And everybody became devotees. So therefore, Hare Krishna Mahamantra has that type of potency. We should not go for different types of things to add it. If we have two things, two melodious way that what Srila Prabhupada read or any other one or two, then we can become satisfied. The most important thing that is we need to develop ruchi. We are trying to develop ruchi in a different melodious way. But actually it is not perfect. We should develop ruchi by destroying our anarthas. So Krishna is explaining in that verse that those whose working senses are defective and they are getting knowledge, what they should do, they should come to the level of karmendriya and engage their karmendriya for the service of the Lord. And if they engage their karmendriya, then their karmendriya will become perfect, whatever knowledge they will be getting, and that knowledge will give them completeness, that knowledge will give them benefit completely. Krishna is desiring in that verse to say like this. And when he will become able to get that knowledge, and that knowledge is purifying not only his senses but also mind. Manasaktena Sudhyati. That knowledge is pushing him. That knowledge is forcing him to speak truth. Because from truthfulness, submissiveness comes. From truthfulness, humility comes. From truthfulness, everything comes actually. Because if we speak truth, then we have to tolerate. Things are going on one by one. By accepting one principles, the other principles are established. So Krishna is desiring to say that abdhi gatrani sudhyanti manah satyena sudhyati. And sometimes it has been seen that we have ample amount of knowledge. We have lot of knowledge, but it is not pure. Just like some people, materialistic people, they have Bhagavad Gita 700 verses with all meaning. So if they have all the meaning, Bhagavad Gita, etc., but it is not reflected. Why? Because jnana is not purified. Jnana tapobhyam sudhyati. Jnana is purified. Although we have knowledge that we know, sometimes we have seen that when we are listening here, Bhagavatam, then we are giving them feedback that we have already listened these topics. Prabhuji, you did not say anything else more, or you did not say anything else different. So actually this type of what it is called feedback should not come. Why? Because why it is, when Suta Goswami is concluding Bhagavatam, by concluding Bhagavatam, he is explaining different things. He is explaining what is Bhagavatam. He is explaining it is Bhagavatam where Putana was killed by Krishna. It is Bhagavatam where Vakasura is killed by Krishna. It is Bhagavatam where Krishna played with cowherd friends in Vrindavan. It is Bhagavatam where he was taking the brush, vastra, taking the garments of the gopis, stealing the garments of the gopis. In this way, he is giving some specific topics from 10th canto of Bhagavatam. This is Bhagavatam, he is concluding. This is Bhagavatam. What does it mean that is explained when we have gone through one or two times throughout the Bhagavatam, then we are coming to the conclusion that we have to go through repeatedly these topics, whatever Sudha Goswami is explaining. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಮಚ್ಚಿತ ಮದ್ಗತ ಪ್ರಾಣ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡು ಏಮಂಗ್ ವಿಧ ಭಾಗವತ ಯಾಸ್ತೆ ವೃಂದಾವನಚಾರಿಣ ಬರ್ಣಯಂತಿ ಮಿಥೋ ಗೋಪ್ಯ ಕ್ರೀಡಾಸ್ತನ್ಮಯ ತಾಂ ಯೇಯುಹು ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಏಮಂಗ್ ವಿಧ ಭಾಗವತ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಇನ್ 10th ಕ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಪೀಕನ್ If you will repeatedly hear and repeatedly speak, then the people will be nourished and the amrita, the kathamrita will be coming up by manthan actually, by churning it. Krishna is desiring to mention those topics, Sutta Goswami is. So, this type of feedback should not come. Therefore, jnana, although we have, that should be purified tapobhyam, by tapasya. If you will do tapasya, If you will practice tapasya, then our jnana is purified. Jnana tapabhyam suddhyati. How buddhi will become purified? When jnana will become purified, then intelligence will become purified. Buddhi jnana na suddhyati. Buddhi, general intelligence is not purified. Intelligence is also impure, mind is also, whatever material things has been given to us, everything is impure. We have a kriya of purifying them. So these are the most important factors that how we are purifying senses, how we are purifying knowledge acquiring senses, how we are purifying mind, how we are purifying jnana, and how we are purifying intelligence. So although it is seen that it is a very big target for us, But we are taking surrender in the lotus feet of Krishna. We have an expectation that Krishna will take care of us. And Krishna will bless us. And Krishna will guide us. We believe. And by having complete faith in Krishna, we are becoming perfect in Krishna consciousness. If we don't have faith in Krishna, that Krishna is going to protect us in future, although we are going through a lot of problems in our lifetime by practicing Krishna consciousness, but still we have to keep faith in Krishna. Sometimes we have seen that we are going through all these purifying senses, but it is not giving us pleasure. Therefore, it takes generally time, and when time is passing gradually, then we are becoming purified, and when our senses are completely purified, automatically things are revealed to us. So this is the thing that I said that how we can become a real Brahmana by controlling our senses, and simultaneously when our buddhi will become completely perfect, then we will not take a shelter like a Shukracharya is taking shelter of demons Hiranyakashipu for performing his ritualistic activities because of his senses are impure, because his intelligence also impure, and where Prahladin compared to Shukracharya is completely pure, his senses, indriyas, everything is pure, because of that he does not want to take shelter at all the concept which was given by Shukracharya, that I am the lord of this universe. Thank you so much for patiently listening. And if anybody has any comment or something else, they can. Generally, we have seen that yesterday our Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu was reading a thing, Acharya, from Bhakti. Generally, a person, Acharya, we seen Srila Prabhupada in our society, in the Shastra it has been spoken, Acharya, ಪರಮೋ ಧರ್ಮ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭುರಚ್ಯುತಃ ಸ್ಥಾವರ ಜಂಗನಂ ಭಾತಿ ಜಗನ್ ಮಂಗಳ ಕಾರಣಂ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಸೀಕಿಂಗ್ ದ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆಲ್ಫೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಟಿ ದ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೊ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಟು ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ಥ್ರೂ ಎ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ವೇ ಆಫ್ practicing devotional service. Thank you so much. If anybody has any comment or something else.
Naimisharanya. It is, I have heard many times that there is no entrance of Kali. Kali is absent there. Is it right?
Your question is related to now or during that time?
General. Now, present.
Kali is not influencing to those people, those who are saintly persons staying in their place. Kali is influencing to those people, although they are staying, but they are materially affected. When Rupa Sanatana was staying in Vrindavan, they were practicing devotional service and they are always watching the pastimes of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan, and Kali was not influencing them. But some people were there, those who are influenced by the material modes of nature. And Naimisharanya also same thing, that although we are going to Naimisharanya, but since our senses are defective, we are influenced by the material modes of nature. And staying in the dham, generally Srila Prabhupada used to say, staying in the dham means we are performing austerities. Staying in the dham, it does not mean that we are going there for different intentions to fulfill our desire, material desire. So Maya is functioning everywhere else because it is Bhauma Vrindavan, because it is Naimisharanya here, when Suta Saunukadi Rishish were doing Bhagavat Sahasras for 1,000 years of speaking Bhagavatam. During that time they were speaking Bhagavatam, listening. So therefore Kali was not influencing. But thing is that when everything is finished, nothing is going on, then these things are coming up again. Maya is always influencing the people.
You said in your lecture that those who only want money, they are adham. Those who want man and dhan, both, they are madhyam. And those who want only man, they are uttam. Is it like that, you say?
Yes, it is right. Why not? It is right in the sense that those who are desiring wealth for their material sense gratification, it is adham actually. That desire is not actually... Because in the earthly planet, although you become a very big person, but still our desire, so many big persons are there throughout the universe. So why adhama has been spoken in that verse? Generally this material wealth is going to give trouble to the people. Arthahi anarthasya mula karanam. So those artha, those dhana, which is not utilized for the service of the Lord, then it is really adhama. Adhama, there is, adham means actually unfortunate. Because something happened by pious activities, we got wealth. That wealth was given to us by Krishna because we did pious activities. And that wealth is not used for the service of the Lord, then it becomes useless. Sometimes it has been seen, just like I gave the example of Maharaj Bharat. He was also the king of the universe, in an earthly planet, but how much he was trying to engage himself in the practicing of devotional service to Krishna, even if in that same lifetime. He gave up family life, he gave up kingdom, he gave up all material satisfactions, he came to Gandaki River and he was practicing. So these things should happen. But when it is not happening, then that means that we are adham actually. It is real, it is not fake. Why you are saying that it is fake?
Huh?
Why you are saying that it is not true?
No. Regarding the last one, the only getting man, is uttam, but man is also...
No, man here, I already explained. Man here means those people who are not desiring wealth. दे मानव इच्छन्ति ओनली दे आर ओनली डिजायरिंग यू आर टेकिंग कहा दे आर ओनली डिजायरिंग मानव विदाउट डिजायरिंग वेल्थ
दैट इज गुड इज इट गुड
आई स्पीक दैट दैट माना इज ऑलरेडी अचीव्ड बाय देम बिकॉज दैट माना इज ऑलरेडी अचीव्ड बाय देम बिकॉज दे आर प्रैक्टिसिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस It is related to actually devotional service. It is not without devotional service. And that mana, whatever they are getting, they are keeping always away from that mana actually. Although they are getting mana, but they are always away from that mana.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय